Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to Jesus Christ, our Lord, who loves us, who saves us, and redeems us unto his name, that we should show forth the praises of him who have called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Dear brothers and sisters, today is the last day of the sharing we started seeking spiritual blessings. And what a blessed time it was to fellowship with brethren of like precious faith. I, based here in North America, am able to reach out to all the other brethren around the globe, some in the US, Africa, Asia, wherever we find ourselves. We have had a very blessed time. May the Lord bless us all in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I want to take this opportunity also to thank all of you for your kind words, your words of encouragement, your prayers that have seen us through this week. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So today we want to just complete our thoughts on seeking spiritual blessings. And we are not going to end our sharing if we don't look at the Beatitudes or the Sermon on the Mount, when the Lord Jesus Christ taught his disciples about the Beatitudes. What is the Beatitudes? It is the blessedness. Amen. The blessed sayings, divine favor that will be bestowed on the person who possess a certain quality. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's read from Matthew Gospel chapter 5 verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Poverty of spirit is to know one's emptiness. Amen. We lack nothing, and everything compared to Jesus. Amen. A person who knows everything cannot receive anything. You cannot pour anything into a full cup. Praise the Lord. God cannot use us until we become empty. My brothers and sisters, we have to reach a point in our Christian life where pride, self, ourself, the greater hindrance for the Spirit of God to fill us daily is ourself, our ego. It is only then can his Spirit control us, when we empty ourselves. Amen. It is about the Spirit of Christ and nothing about self. My brothers and sisters, self is the greatest hindrance in our life. Amen. Matthew chapter 5 verse 4. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Amen. The life that we live, life does not always depend on being happy and having a good time. The people of the world, that is the order of the day. Life is a mixture of both joy and sorrow. Amen. There is this popular saying that it is always good for one to go to a house of mourning than to go to a place of merrymaking. Why? Because the place of mourning is the final resting place for all of us. And the more we go there, the more we appreciate the fact that we need what? To get closer to our Maker. We easily turn our life away from meaning and replace it with self-indulgence. Carefree, and concern about or lacking any serious purpose. It's very, 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 very strange that most of us lose focus in life and we don't really know our mission here on earth. We have been manifested here on earth for a purpose. Amen. We are too easily content with nothingness. Hallelujah. Like I said, we lose focus as if we are not co-laborers with our Lord and Master Jesus. When we have been saved, we need to put ourselves into the service of our Lord. And the sad thing of it is that modern day has planted us with a whole lot of technologies. Most one is our mobile device. You see one scrolling through social media just to fill the empty hours of our day. Amen. Joy tends to be passing away very swiftly, vanishing quickly. Hallelujah. But what does sorrow teach us? Sorrow teaches us deep lessons. Amen. Sorrow is just like a knife that cuts out the cap that holds our joy. Praise the Lord. To be incapable of sorrow is also to be incapable of joy. When you don't sorrow, then how do you also joy? Amen. What can this world offer unto us, brothers and sisters? This world can only offer a very thin consolation to the indescribable sharp cuts of real grief. Our burden, our sorrow in life. But when we truly mourn, then we are driven to find solace in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Nobody else can help except the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Master Jesus. Getting closer to Christ is the blessing. Amen. It is the real blessing. Our intimacy with Christ, not the circumstances that drove us there, but always the closeness, the intimacy that we have with Christ. This is the time for us to get closer to our bridegroom. Amen. It is only when we grieve over our sins do we find true repentance and forgiveness. A broken and a contrite spirit will always find the Spirit of God moving towards that soul. Amen. Matthew chapter 5, verse 5. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Amen. Most of the time, we only have it in the mind that, oh, we are going to heaven. The Lord said He's going to prepare a place for us. But we are going to come back to earth. We are going to reign with earth. After we are going to reign here on earth. We are going to come and reign with our Lord. We are blessed when we become humble and submissive to God. Amen. What does God want us from us today? He wants us to move in the opposite direction to religion, the traditions of men, and churchianity. Hallelujah. Humility is contrary to our nature. Amen. But we are blessed if we can maintain a humble and dutiful love of Scripture as we stay away from denominational spirits and opinions. As one will say, I am in the message. I am a message believer. You know, these are all denominational spirits. Let us seek meekness. Let us seek to become Christ-like. Amen. The earth, the meek will only inherit the earth. Amen. Jesus never took arms to fight. He never drove a hard bargain over property rights. Amen. He ordered Peter to cast the hook. And the fish, the first fish that Peter was going to catch, Peter was going to locate money in the mouth of the fish and will be able to take that money to pay his tax. That is how simple our Lord Jesus Christ was. He won it all at Calvary for us. In meekness, we must submit to the word of God, because Jesus Christ is the word of God revealed unto us. Matthew chapter 5 verse 6. Blessed are they who do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Amen. Hunger and thirst. Amen. It's a very harsh word to denote the longing, the intense longing and desire to understand God and to live for God and to know the mysteries of God. We know of the story of the foolish and the wise virgins. Amen. The wise say, must we? They want it the easy way out. Well, ignorant is justified. Amen. The wise say, we must. They will make every effort to uncover the truth of God's word, God's own righteousness, and live unto God. Hunger and thirst also indicate sacrifices that the wise virgin are willing to make in their search for truth. Amen. Hunger and thirst for righteousness is the appetite that we have. A desire, a craving for righteousness, like I said. Amen. Brothers and sisters, do we have appetite for righteousness, or we are content the way we are? Are we content with what we know? We have to come to a point every day of Christian life that we raise our cup unto the Lord. Lord, fill my cup, Lord. I empty it up unto you. There and then the Lord is going to fill our cup for us. Amen. In the book of Daniel, the Bible says the wise shall understand. Wise Christians keep seeking to be more like Christ. Keep getting the revealed word revealed unto them day in, day out of their life. Amen. The desire to know should never cease in our life. Amen. Matthew chapter 5 verse 7. The Bible says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Amen. Hallelujah. Happy are we who remember that we have been undeservedly forgiven. Amen. If we get that at the back of our mind, then we'll be in a position to forgive. Amen. Mercy comes from the river of life. And like a river, it must flow. Amen. The Dead Sea in Palestine doesn't flow. It's stagnant. That is why it's called dead. But mercy flows from God to us. And then it has to flow through us to others. Amen. If we are truly merciful, then the God's Spirit is going to make us merciful. And if we are truly forgiven, my brothers and sisters, then can we also refuse to forgive one another? Amen. As mercy flows from one another, then it creates what? A space where more mercy can flow into us from God to cover our sins. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. So, my brothers and sisters, this is just few of the verses from the Matthew chapter 5, from the Beatitudes, the Sermon on the Mount. Time is gone, and thank you that the Lord has been able to use me to say some few words of encouragement unto us this week, and I trust it will be a blessing unto all of us. May we continually seek spiritual blessings in our life. May we yield our life so that the Lord will take us from one glory to the other. Until then, may the Lord bless us all. Shalom, shalom, shalom.